Mike Alessi, Washougal. Here we are after the race. A little frustrating day for you, huh?
Yeah, it was frustrating for sure. You know, I felt like this was a good track for me to be on the podium, and I thought my bike was handling exceptionally well here. Just both motos. First moto, I got about a 10th. No, it was a little bit worse, maybe like close to 15th on the start. And I charged really hard, made some passes in the first couple laps, and charged the whole moto and came up to 6th, almost 5th at the end of the first moto. Second moto, got a great jump off the gate. I wasn't in the hunt on the start, honestly. I mean, I'm not going to say anything bad about my bike. It was worked great. Second turn, there was a pileup that happened right in front of me and had nowhere really to go, and straight into the front end of another rider and ejected off the bike, you know, and got up, and there was about 10 guys that were all on top of my motorcycle, and I just...
And you're in a weird position where I think 3 out of the last 6 motos you've basically been in last place, or really far back. It's a little weird for you, huh?
Yeah, last 3 races, Red Bud, Millville, and this weekend, in at least one of the 2 motos, I've started basically last and charged back to nearly a top 10 in all 3 races. And it's just frustrating because I'm fast on the track, really fast, and just I can't get a start to save my life right now. And I mean, I would pay anybody right now to really just to help me get a start. You know, I just need one.
It's like the starting ferry has gone from you to Andrew Short, who has pulled 8 out of the last 9 motos or 8 out of the last 10. Your jumps are good. Everything's good. Just, I mean, different things happen each time, huh?
Yeah, when you get a bad start and you're behind with all the privateer guys and they crash and make mistakes and they're all over the place, you kind of get caught up in the carnage, and that's what happens every time.
Yeah. Talk about yourself personally. How you feeling physically-wise? Last time we talked, Mount Morris, you were a little bit in a rut physically wise. Talk about yourself that way. How you feel?
Physically, I feel good. I mean, I'm, like I said, I'm probably one of the hardest working people out there. I ride hard. I train hard during the week. I eat right. I do everything right. And to come to the races every weekend and 10 feet out of the gate to get, you know, blown away on the start, it's just very demoralizing to me and very frustrating because my family and my friends and everybody, my girlfriend, everybody puts such a hard effort into this, 100%, 110%. And like I said, I train hard during the week and I ride hard. I mean, I do everything right. And it's just to come to the race and to not even be a 10th place guy right now, it's just very demoralizing.
Have you ever been this frustrated in your racing career?
Probably never. No, this is it. This is probably the lowest I've ever been.
2 weeks off, get back at it, huh?
Yeah, we're going to keep working hard. I mean, just... my technique's perfect off the gate. I just gotta somehow put myself in a position to be more at the front on the start.
Right on. Thank you.
Thank you.